You're listening to the Chronicles of Living podcast, where we talk to everyday people about everyday things in the past, present, and future. Now let's talk. Visionary dreamers. I know I was kind of late on that cue right there. I was sitting up there trying to write something and then I realized like, oh, that was my cue. But anyway, listen up. This is Adion.
Turning later, cannot stop the time. Always merging into lanes that better suit us as we ride.
Switch it up.
Switching to gear, let's go. As we climb up the hill, don't slow down, pedal a little more. The mind is working, it's in control. Your wheels are turning a little more, going higher and up the notch. Keep it steady, don't watch the clock go round, round.
As I said, this is Adion, your dream pusher, your lifeguard, saving you from yourself, the world, from some real bullshit. And this is Chronicles of Living podcast show, the show for everyday people doing everyday things, living everyday life. You know us extraordinary folk, doing a damn thing the best way we can. And first off, I just want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Even if you did not have a child biologically, but you are acting as a mother figure. And when I say acting, I don't mean fake acting. I mean you are playing the role of a mother figure to someone. You're standing in a gap. This show was actually meant for Mother's Day, but I was preoccupied. So therefore, I'm doing it today. Because you know I gotta shout out the mothers in the house, okay? And so therefore, today's topic is the world would not exist without mothers. Now, some of y'all out there might say that's a little bold, Adion. I don't know if that's true. Well, as I said in the comments or in the summary, ask yourself how you got here. You wouldn't be experiencing what you're experiencing. You would not have breath, know the people you know. None of this. Even if you feel like you're experiencing bad things, just the fact that you're experiencing something. You would not if it wasn't for your mother giving life to you. Now, some of y'all might not have a mother in your life for whatever reason. Unfortunately, maybe because of death, or maybe because she just kind of wasn't never there, or any situation. Nevertheless, what you need to realize is that she did her job. You're here. And it's up to you to make your mark in the world and make it matter that you're here and that she gave you life for whatever reason, if you don't have a bond with your mom or whatever, at least have love for her for that. That is a major reason to have love for your mom, regardless of whatever the situation is, okay? Because as I always say, everybody has their own issues, and we are not to take people personal, no matter who they are. I know that might be a hard pill to swallow, but it's the truth. So I just really wanted to get that out first, because I know there are people out here that are motherless for different reasons. I know, because I've stood in a gap many a times for mothers that were not on the scene for whatever reason. So this is why I'm saying the world would not exist, because women, for some reason, we have this nurturing spirit to do just that, to stand in that gap when we see a child or a person that for some reason does not have a mother figure in their life for whatever reason. But that maternal instinct will kick in even if you never had a child of your own. I have a loved one that's very, very close to me that never had kids, and she wanted kids. And now she's faced with having to take guardianship of her nephews. And I told her, I said, you know, she always, you know, got them and spent time with them, but now she's in a position where she has to take them. You know, I'm not going to get into the whole business of it, but the fact of the matter is, she never had a child biologically, always wanted one, but never had one. But here God is blessing her with the opportunity to stand in a gap and to raise her nephews. And this happens so many times throughout life. So many different family members or friends. Just like I had to stand in a gap for my goddaughter because my best friend passed away when we were 25. And that's what she asked me on her, I'm serious, on her deathbed, her last day. And although I couldn't be there her whole life, I believe I was able to step in at one of the most important points in her life. And I've been there ever since, you know. So this is what I'm saying, you know, this world, you think about it, mothers, that's the first person that you learn from. It could be your mom. A lot of times it's your grandma. You learn a lot from your mother or your grandmother. You know, you learn about life, you learn how to maneuver through life, or in some cases, you might learn from your mother what not to do. You know, I mean, you look at, there are a lot of strong men out here that are making a major difference in the world that didn't have the so-called motherly love that people think is normal to have. You look at somebody like Tony Robbins. This man is a powerful motivational speaker that is transforming so many people's lives. But yet he didn't have that strong loving bond with his mother. And he talks about this. He talks about how his mother was quite abusive. But if it wasn't for the person that she was, he wouldn't be who he was, because he wouldn't have went out to investigate the reasons why she is the way she is, or she was the way she was, and how it put a passion in him to want to make a difference in people's lives. And now he's making a difference in people all over the world, millions and millions of people that come to him or listen to him, including me, to help them to look at their lives and to become better individuals and to want to go out there and make a difference in other people's lives in different ways. Then you have somebody like Les Brown, somebody else that I listened to. Mother had him and his brother, they were twins, and just abandoned them. You know, gave them up for adoption, you know. But the one thing she told the mother that was adopting them was to promise not to split him and his brother up, just so they can have each other. Now, she might have gave them up for her own reasons, but nevertheless, she had them and she asked to keep them together. She could have just gave them up and just went on about her business, but she made it clear that she wanted them to stay together. And the mother that adopted them made sure that they stayed together. And that was the mother that Les Brown learned from. That was the mother that Les Brown gained his confidence from, his passion to want to make a difference in the world, because he wanted to take care of his mother. Not the biological, but the one that stood in the gap. So he knew he had to do something to take care of this woman that stood in the gap, filled in that void, you know, to be selfless and to care about him and his brother and some other foster kids. These are the things I'm talking about. Women, mothers, you know. Again, I'm saying women that stand in the gap are mothers. We are mothers. And so we think that sometimes just doing something simple is a small thing. Like a perfect example, today I was dropping my son off somewhere, you know, this is senior weekend for college, and he wanted to go hang out with his friends that's graduating from college. And as we were riding, he was talking about, you know, one of his friends' birthday was today. And I'm like, call him up. He's like, oh, he probably still in class or whatever, because he's still in school. And I said, no, because this particular friend, mother, hasn't really been there. You know what I'm saying? Biological. But I've always looked at him as another son, and I always called him that. So we called him up. He answered the phone, and I said, happy birthday, you know, my other son, and, you know, let him know I love him. And you could just hear his voice. You could just hear this. You could hear him smiling through the phone that I took the time out to just say happy birthday to him, you know? And he was in class. He said, I'm in class. I'm like, oh, okay, well, go ahead. But the point of the matter is, it is the things that people view as small that makes a big difference in so many people's lives that never received the love that they desired from their mother, from their biological mother, you know, for whatever reason. Again, we never know. But mothers, we set the tone, whether it's good or bad. We set the tone because the kids that we raise decide, okay, is this something that's good for me, bad for me? Or sometimes it takes them a long while to decide down the road. And they might, you know, hopefully you're a mother of encouragement, and you motivate and you, you know, allow your child to grow into who they came here to be, you know, their own individual. And when we do that, you know, it's like whatever our kids grow to be, it's like you can look and say, yeah, I did that. Not really you did that, but you can be proud of yourself that You helped to coach this human being along the way to make a difference in the world, in his life or her life, in your grandkids' life, whatever it is, you can feel good and say, okay, I did my part. And even if you feel like, because I really want to make this broad, you know, I'm not just talking to the mothers that was always on point, because we're not always on point. Sometimes we drop the ball, you know what I mean? And I just felt like I wanted to come on here and say, regardless if you feel like you dropped the ball, the bottom line is this: pick the ball back up. You know, even if it's been years that you feel like, man, my kid's gone, like, I don't know what to do. Then if you feel like there is no coming back, go out there, reach out to another child in need. Karma is a mother, in a good way, in a bad way. And God, the universe, see what we do. God knows our heart. And sometimes when you drop that ball and your connection to your kid is kind of far gone, if you just start making a difference in another kid's life, you'd be surprised how God will just all of a sudden, unannounced, bring your child back to you. All because you took the time to invest in another child. And that child can have a mother, you know? But this is the thing. We are all individuals and we all have different outlooks on life, different styles of raising kids, different ways that we teach our kids or our nieces, nephews, cousins, little cousins. I always had my little cousins. I mean, oh my gosh. If one wanted to come over and spend a night, because I always had my own place when I was young, other ones found out, next thing you know, I got like 5 to 8 kids spending a night. But I always took the time to listen. And even though they all had mothers, for some reason, the way I connected to them, it made a difference in another way. And this is what I'm saying. It's not that I filled in anybody's mother's shoes, but the thing is this, because we all have different perspectives, it is good for children to hear from different angles and be able to determine for themselves what feels good to them when it comes to living life, when it comes to pursuing their visions, their dreams, and their goals. They need to be able to reach out to different mothers, you know, and be able to talk with them if they feel that their spirit is drawn to have a conversation with this mother, with this grandmother, with this elderly woman that has been mother to many children, or maybe just mother to one, you know. There are so many reasons that mothers are important. And again, when I say that word mother, I don't just mean biological. I mean as a woman nurturing another, you know, being there and giving that motherly affection, that motherly support and love, that just, you know, a teacher in a school. Even if you're a teacher with no kids, you're like a mother to this classroom, because some of those kids in the classroom don't have a mother. So therefore, because you're teaching them, as mothers do, mothers teach their kids too. Now, you're somewhat of a motherly role model. So it's important for you as a teacher to be a little bit more patient and compassionate towards these kids that act out, because they're only acting out because of attention, because of the lack of attention. As I always say, there are no bad people in this world. There are people that are hurting that don't know who they are, and therefore they make bad decisions. There are people that's hurting because maybe they never did have a mother or a person to love them or give them affection, give them a hug, give them that motherly hug and kiss on the forehead. Maybe they never experienced that, you know? We make a difference in so many ways. Now, then you do have those mothers that's a little, need to just cut the cord because you can do some damage, you know? It's a lot of men out here that mothers never cut the cords and they kind of jack because of that. You know, they don't know how to be a true man to a woman, or either they got a lot of stuff bottled up and it comes out in crazy ways that just ain't cool, you know? So if you one of those mothers that haven't cut the cord yet and just don't know how to let go, understand that that is the best thing that you could do for your child. Of course, if they're an adult, even if they're in their teenage years, you know, you got to start letting go. Let them find their own way, gain their own independence. Of course, you're going to keep a little, you know, a little hand on them and guide them. But that's what we're here to do. We're here to guide, not to dictate, not to control. We're here to guide, you know, our kids, our grandkids, you know, some cases great grandkids, you know what I mean? We are the example. And the reason why I say the world wouldn't exist, because we're the ones that have to have the little brats. It's like, no. But we're the ones that have to bear that pain of having the child. So when you have men that's disrespecting women, disrespecting the baby mom, you know, that had their seed. Now, I know some of these baby moms can get a little cray, and sometimes the situation could be a little jacked. But nevertheless, always go back and remember this. If it wasn't for that woman, you wouldn't have that child, you know? Give her that. If you can't give her nothing else, at least give her that, okay? Calm yourself down and give her that. Because I know some of y'all women out there be wilding out, you know, and using the kids as pawns to get back to the baby daddy. I've seen it happen. And I'm going to say to you out there that has ever done it or doing it, cut it out. That is not why you're a mother. You are a mother to help the world to grow. That's why God gave us this power of nurturing and of being able to multitask because of different situations where the father might not be there. Or even if he is there and if he's working a lot, being able to hold everything together. That is our strength as mothers, as women. It's something that just kicks in naturally, you know? So I say to anybody out there that's listening, that's using your child to make, if you have a breakup with your baby daddy or whatever, using your child to get back, that's not good. And what happens is you mess up the child when you do that. You mess them up. And then they grow up to become this adult filled with hurt, confusion, pain. And now, just as I said, the mother that's supportive and encouraging, and their child goes on to add to the world, you need to look at it like, dang, I did that. I kind of messed my child up. I had some input in that when I was sitting up there, you know, using my child as a pawn, as a thing, instead of a human being. Now, I'ma say, in some cases, like mine's, use your logic. If you know the baby daddy is a bad influence, of course, you do what you gotta do, you know? and you buckle up and do what you got to do to raise yours. You know, I had to do it. Never got a child support check ever. Don't even know what it looked like. Never cared neither. Because my thing is this. Because he came through me. I feel like, and this is not for you men to go and use this as an excuse. But me, I feel like this. I'm not going to force anybody to take care of their responsibility. Because it's my responsibility too. So if you want to drop the ball, you go right ahead. Because I'm not dropping the ball. And if I drop the ball, I'm always going to pick it back up. Because that's mine. He came through me. So it's my responsibility to do my duty as to why I was brought here to this time, space, and reality. And for me to add my mark as a mother, as a role model, to show other mothers that just because you're a single mother raising a kid, and it is hard. It can get hard at times. But to be that example and that role model to show women, you can do it. You can do it. And the results can be amazing. If you just stand through the storms, walk through them, and know that this is a blessing. It's a blessing to be a mother. Even like I said before, even if you didn't have the child biologically, but you raised this child at whatever point, that is a huge blessing that God has given you that honor to be able to be a blessing to another life. This is a whole nother life. And you can have many kids, you know? So you are blessed with this ability to be an encourager and a motivator and, you know, a coach, a guide to another human being. That is powerful. So your decisions and your words, they matter. So I'm going to say to you, if you feel like, and I don't know who I'm talking to because I keep coming back to this, but y'all know how I am. I move with my spirit. But if you feel like you have not been the best mother that you can be, the fact that you're acknowledging that means a whole lot. It's just like an alcoholic finally saying, I'm an alcoholic. And I'm ready to do something about it. And again, I don't know what your situation is and, you know, where your child is or whatever. But my thing is this. If you can't reach your child for whatever reason, start making a difference in someone else's life. You will feel so good because then you will know that you are doing your duty. You will know that you are adding to the world. It might not be the way you intended, you know, but nevertheless, you are adding. Go volunteer at a Boys and Girls Club or at a juvenile center or somewhere where you know kids are pretty much lost. Foster care system. And I know that's a big thing to ask. But even if you don't take a child into your home that needs a home, even if you go volunteer 1 hour a week, you'd be surprised as to what type of difference you can make. And even if it's one kid's life, that's one kid that can grow up and just do some magnificent things in this world, all because you took 1 hour out of your week to go with good intentions in your heart to make some type of difference. And maybe you might not ever even know what type of difference that you made. I know the when I worked at the Boys and Girls Club and when I went to different schools to teach the kids technology with different contracts and stuff like that, I don't know the results. All I know is that my intentions were good. I know that my intentions were to go in to the schools, to the clubs, and make some type of difference. Even small things like, I can remember when I worked at the Boys and Girls Club, and these were fifth graders. They did not know how to write in cursive because of computers. They're not really teaching cursive writing anymore. So in that short time that I was there, even though they kind of hated doing it, at the end of the day, they felt good about themselves. You know, they learned how to write in cursive. So now they can all sign their name at least, you know, if when they get older. Small things are big things. Go out there into the world. Be proud to be a woman, you know. And this is nothing against the father. On Father's Day, I'm handsome for y'all, okay? But right now, we talking to the mothers. But what I'm going to say to you men out there is, you got to remember why you are existing. You got to remember the fact that your mother gave you life. Your mother went through the pain to have you. I know it was painful for me. I don't know about everybody else because I had the little shot. After it was a little bit painful, but by the time they gave me the shot, it was just too late. It didn't even kick in. I felt everything. I'm sorry to say, but it was a whole mess. But it was all worth it. It was all worth it. I didn't even want to hold them afterwards because I'm still in pain. But when I saw the little beady eyes, I was like, oh my gosh, I did this? Oh my goodness. This is a whole life. Wow. I was a part of this creation to bring forth another person on this earth. I don't think we take the time to reflect on how deep that is. That's deep. So, men, stop abusing, stop, you know, neglecting, rather be your woman, your mother, your grandmother, your aunts, you know. Go out there and pick up the phone, call, let them know that you appreciate them, you know. And I do understand that sometimes when men abuse women, it can be because of whatever experience they had with their mother. But what you got to remember is this. If you didn't have a good experience with your mother, understand that she too might have had a not so good experience with her mother. You know, I know I said that a little bit backwards, but the fact of the matter is, at some point, if you feel like you didn't have the experience that you wanted to with your mother, the cycle has to be broken. And it can start with you, you know. You can be the one to heal your mother if your mother has had issues through the years. You can be the one, if you let go and forgive, to heal your own mother. Why don't you have a conversation and just ask her, you know, what is it that makes you feel the way you're feeling? But don't ask it in a taunting way, in a way that makes her feel like, oh, she's just low down and dirty, but in a very compassionate way. Is it something I can do to help you through, to make you feel better about you? I guarantee you, you sit down, you ask your mom that, man, she'd be messed up. My mom taught me. And like I said, everybody's mother, you learn different things because everybody has different experience. But what I learned from my mom, I learned love. I learned support. I learned affection. When growing up, you know, she took the time out, played games, got my cousins. We went to the movies and all of that. I mean, you know, she cared about my appearance, you know, made me clothes. That's where I learned my sewing skills from. But she always was supportive, and she still is. She's a very supportive mother when it comes to my dreams and my goals. That is her strength, you know. So while I might have learned other things from my godmother or my aunts or, you know, my grandmoms, that's what I learned from my mother, you know. But each mother that came into my life or that's in my life, I learned something different to put together the mother that I am, the mother that I am to my son, you know? And then some of the flaws that I saw in the different mothers that helped raise me, which we all have flaws, including me. I learned that, okay, I have to be mindful not to do that. You get what I'm saying? But nevertheless, none of us are perfect. But if we take and put together in this big gumbo pot lessons that we learn from the different women, the different mothers that have crossed our path, and we seep through the good and the bad that's to us, good and bad, and we apply the good to the kids that we come across, and we share that experience with them. If we all take the time to do that, man, this world, even though it exists because of us, it exists because of God, but God gave us women, mothers, the power to bring forth life. And so we need to overstand and appreciate that, and overstand how important that is and how much of an honor that is. And if you are neglecting that duty, stop it. Start making a difference in other people's lives. Start making a difference so that your existence can be fulfilled, because we are all here for a purpose. We all have an assignment. And before I go, I just want to say, even you think about the animals, the dogs, cats, lions, tigers, and bears, who had the babies? The mother. Who raised the babies? The mother. You sitting up there eating meat, you wouldn't have no meat if the mothers didn't have the babies, and so they can grow up and you can eat them. That's kind of sound crazy, but it's the truth. So think about that, you know? And so the next time you see a woman come across your path, even if they don't have a kid, just give them a hug. Say, you know what? I appreciate you. Now, men, be careful with that, because you don't want to just be going up and hugging any woman. Let's say the women in your family. How about that? The women you know, the friends, if you know, especially the single mothers, men, you know, do something nice for a single mother you know. Give them a gift card for them and their kids to go to a restaurant or go somewhere, you know, or give them a gift certificate to go to a spa or something, just to show appreciation. You'd be surprised how much it will be appreciated. So I'm going to leave, but as I said, this show is dedicated to the mothers, the grandmothers, the great-grandmothers, you know, the daughters, because daughters, we're passing the baton to you, for you to now go on and do what you know you need to do. And that is to keep helping this world to grow in a good way, in a positive way. And mothers, that like I said, you need to cut that umbilical cord, cut it. Hold your child responsible, especially if you have a man, a boy. Make sure you hold them responsible for the things that they do so that they can go out here and be who they were created to be and make a difference in this world too. So I'm going to go, and I apologize for not coming on Sunday, but I hope this show made up for you mothers out there. And I just want to let y'all know there's a lot of stuff going on. Got a lot of graduations, and I don't know why they keep falling on Sunday, but my nieces are graduating college, high school. And so the show will probably be pre-recorded for the next two Sundays. I will try my best for it to be live, but nevertheless, I will make sure we have a show, okay? So definitely come. Oh, I want to give a shout out. I want to give a shout out to Mr. Wen Bin Fang. I need y'all to check out listennotes.com. He is the founder of listennotes.com. He sent me an email letting me know that he put the podcast show on their platform. And this is it's just like a Google search for podcast shows. So definitely check out if you want to listen to some other podcast shows. But I want to just thank you personally, Mr. Wen Bin Fang, for finding a show, emailing me, and looking out for Chronicles of Living podcast. Really appreciate you. So until Sunday, I love you guys. I love you guys, and I love you guys. And I just thank you for all of your support. I thank you. Keep sharing the show. Keep downloading. Keep coming back. Y'all really make a difference in helping me to keep coming back. Myself. So this is A. Dion, your lifeguard, saving you from the world, from yourself, from some real bullshit. And I am your dream pusher. And this is Chronicles of Living podcast show, the show for everyday people doing everyday things, living everyday life. You know, it's extraordinary folk doing a damn thing the best way we can. I love you guys. Peace. Thank you for listening to Chronicles of Living, where we talk to everyday people about everyday things in the past, present, and future. And if you are pursuing your dreams, I'm proud of you. Because the best part of life is when you decide to live. To keep up with us, please visit chroniclesofliving.com. Until next time, this is Adion, your dream pusher. I love you guys.